2B. Listening 2. The Ten Commandments of Cell Phone Etiquette. Page 199.
The Ten Commandments of Cell Phone Etiquette. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Dan Briody wrote a column raging against rude cell phone behavior for InfoWorld magazine back in 2000. He suggested a list of do's and don'ts, his 10 commandments of cell phone etiquette. The article keeps getting passed around the blogosphere, and it still looks pretty fresh. The issues Briody raised 6 years ago, obnoxious ringtones, for example, are as relevant as ever. But Briody says cell phone talkers are a little better behaved than they used to be.
I think people have started to understand, you know, that there is an acceptable way to use these things, and that there is a sort of understood etiquette around them.
Maybe this one's getting worse, not better. I don't know, as ringtones sort of become more popular, but your second commandment is, thou shalt not set thy ringer to play La Cucaracha every time thy phone rings, or Beethoven's Fifth, or the Bee Gees, or anything else.
Ringtones have gotten certainly more interesting. If you need to hear the ringtone, try to make it something that's not going to offend anybody. And, you know, you can always set the phone to vibrate, which a lot of people don't seem to know how to do yet.
Your third commandment, I'm wondering how this has changed, you know, for better or worse over the past few years since you wrote it, and that is, thou shalt turn thy cell phone off during public performances.
Yeah, I think this has gotten a lot better, and part of that has to do with the fact that prior to many public performances, there will be an announcement saying, please turn off your cell phone or turn them to silent mode so that we don't have any interruptions. So it's just that little reminder that people give now that has really helped that along.
In one of your commandments, you take objection with people trying to impress others with their cell phones. Is that era over? I mean, everyone has them now, right?
No, it's not over, unfortunately. You know, you certainly a cell phone is a fashion statement, so what kind of phone you whip out when it rings means something to people. If you've got a, you know, hot pink Razor phone, or if you've got your Trio or something like that, there is a certain amount of a fashion statement involved when you're using them.
And let's talk about your number one commandment, which is not subjecting others to your cell phone conversations. I'm wondering if we have just sort of become inured to that, and whether that piece of etiquette is eventually just going to sort of go away as we get used to it.
Well, I think some people have become inured to it. I think it depends on the situation. You know, I ride the commuter train into New York every day. And in the morning, I don't want to hear people barking on their cell phones on the way in. There are people sleeping. There are people reading the paper. It's a quiet time. And if you're speaking too loudly, you know, you can go into the vestibule of the train and get out of people's earshot. Other times, you know, walking down the street or things like that, I have no problem with it at all. But there are, you know, certain situations where it's just rude. It's rude to be, you know, speaking loudly into these things and having people listen to one side of a conversation.
Dan Briody's editor of CIO Insight magazine. His original article appeared in InfoWorld. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.